Cyanide, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
What's up, Papayans? Welcome to Papayan 9. Welcome to the island.
Yep.
We're excited to have you here.
Put your feet up.
Have a seat. Relax. What, is that a LaCroix? Did you drink a LaCroix? Wow, that was delicious. We're excited to have you here. We're very excited. We have a guest with us today.
Mm-hmm. First guest of the year.
Of the new year.
Of the new year. Ooh, first guest of the new year.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Andrew Rolfo.
Hey, yes. What's up?
Welcome.
Pions.
Is that what you call that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're working on it. Okay. We're working on it. <Yeah. laughs> You know. Papayans. Papaya people. Papayas? Do we just call them fruit?
Yeah.
So papaya. It kind of sounds.
They're all edible.
Sounds like some like Filipino Mayan.
So that was the thing. So the reason we chose papaya was like we were thinking, you know, I'm a Haitian descent. Mm-hmm. You know, he's Indian. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, okay, what's a fruit that or vegetable or whatever it is that grows in both of these countries, but like universally across other, you know, races too.
Yep.
Yeah.
They also grow in Asia.
Yeah.
You know, it's a popular
just it's blanket. Yeah.
Blanket. Yeah, it's a blanket. Yeah. Definitely something to eat for poor people. So and we're well familiar with. So that's why we went with the name.
Okay.
In a sense. That's right. No matter, you know, it just sucks because when white people come on here, they got
That's what the nine's for.
Yeah.
We get the papaya, they get the nine.
Yeah, that's funny. The nine is for the German guests. Right? Nine! Papaya nine! Nazi news! Oh man. Well, dude, we're super pumped to have you here. You just did Joe Coy's Netflix special.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You went to the Philippines. This is right before pandemic, right?
Yeah, technically.
A few months before.
It was probably happening though, you know.
You know what? I watched the whole thing, didn't see one mask. No mask. Yes. The whole time.
Yeah. People asked me. People got like upset. Really? At me. They were like, did you just do that? I was like, no, there's like months of like editing and stuff like that. That happened a long time ago. Yeah. They thought I just like did it that day.
Yeah.
They look like that. Yeah, I did.
Honestly, I thought you did it that morning. I thought you were still there when I watched.
Someone texted me was like, "When you come back from the Philippines?" I was like, "I'm not.
I've been back." Yeah. That's hilarious. You're just eating a bat. Like, what? What was it like? What was it like performing in front of
papayas?
You know, English second language folks. Did they? Yeah. I mean, it seemed like they were picking up on like your vibe and everything.
Yeah, y'all were
killing. Yeah. I think they did that out of spite, to be honest. Really? Yeah, because the way the show ran, they is like how they did it. That's how we ran it, like at the theater.
Okay, so they you
played
did it right there.
They played my video thing first. And then in my video, it's like, I don't think they're gonna get it. And then it just cuts to, and then on the show, it cuts to my set.
And then
I was like, I don't know. And then if you saw the thing, it says, I don't know if they're gonna get it. And then I was like, Andrew Rolfo. And then I go up, and then they laughed. The first show it was kind of weird. It's not weird, but I mean, right. They did laugh like a lot at some of the stuff. Like they cut one joke out that was about Coachella.
Yeah.
And that was probably the best joke of, they didn't even put it in the special, but it was probably the best joke of my set.
Oh, what?
And I think they just laughed so hard. They're like, we don't fucking get it. All right.
We show you. Aha! Yeah. Aha!
We're making our own Coachella.
Did they I'm very interested when they shoot stuff like this across in other countries, because you know, were there crowd warmers there? Were there people to like warm up the crowd and stuff? Like, how did that go?
Eric Schwartz.
Really? Yeah, okay, yeah. No, he's good. I work with him.
I mean, shout out to Eric Schwartz, he's awesome. But like that is gotta be wild.
Yeah.
Like they probably don't get that at all.
No,
right.
No,
but he's just so entertaining to look at.
Right.
Yeah.
The perfectly bald head. Yep. He's exchanged like shaving regimens. Like, we went back and like, yo, what do you use, dog? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he came to Tampa. He was like, dog, we was just going back and forth. Like, dog, what do you use, dog? He's like, man, I just, you know, I'm white. I just use Vaseline. I'm like, you know, it's just weird, dog. You know?
Yeah, he opened all the shows with, there's only two shows, but he opened both shows with like music, comedy. And he crushed. He crushed.
Dude.
He was great.
Love that about music.
Yeah.
Crush anyway.
That's great that works because, you know, comedians, we are, we're pitted to hate people like that. Like we're so turned to be like, yo, fuck this guy.
Yeah. But I don't feel that way.
Really?
I love musicians.
I love musicians too.
Yeah, I love really? Musicians.
So it's just you, I love magicians.
Really?
No, here's it.
Magicians, I fucking love magicians.
I love magicians. Really? Yeah, yeah, I love any all that.
I don't know what it is. Dude, I look at the flyer and see the piano, and I just get angry. I just lose. I see that, but he was one of those guys. He had the piano in his flyer. I was like, dude. Oh, and then I saw him. I was like, all
right, right. Yeah. I mean, it's gotta be. It's gotta be good. Yeah. You know, if it's like,
you just don't like mediocrity, right?
Yeah, you just like quality.
Mediocrity.
I never. Yeah, I just if I enjoy it, I enjoy it. I mean, I also like Madea, so I mean, I don't. Know.
So how do you not like magicians?
Yeah. I don't know. Not in a comedy club.
Tyler Perry dresses as a woman. That's magic. Yeah, okay. That's real. That's movie
magic. That's the real one. So how was a comedy scene? I mean, would you say there's a comedy scene out there? Did you run into other comics in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Were there Filipino comics trying to get guest spots? How was it?
No. Okay, so we got when I flew in, it was on like a Sunday, and then we were shooting Friday. So there was. That whole time I wasn't gonna do any comedy, and me personally, like, I need to run the set,
right?
You know, I'm tripping out and whatever. So after one of the shoot days, I just hit up. I was with Joe and everybody from production, and I was like, hey, like, I'm nervous. Like, I need to run this set. And then I went on Facebook. I was like, on Facebook, I found a Philippine comedy group. I told them like, I'm an American comedian. I didn't say you were there. I was just like, hey, I'm from the States. Can I? Go up by your open.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just think they have their own.
That's great.
Facebook.
And you did it in English.
I did it in English. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so and then so we, I tell production, I'm like, hey, I can take a taxi. You don't have to drive me. And they're like, no, we gotta like, we're going with you.
Right.
You know?
like we gotta play the video before. These motherfuckers won't get this.
Yeah. So I tell production, I'm like, hey, I found this like spot. And they're like, okay. So I was like, here's the address. And then we drive to, they take me to a different spot.
And this was just you?
No, me and like me, Joe, Eric Schwartz. And
oh,
like,
you guys all did this?
Whole crew.
Yeah, yeah, like whole spot. Because I was like, I'll go by myself. But Joe was like, no, let's all go together.
Hell yeah.
That's
like,
cool.
He's like about it. Yeah,
that's real cool.
So we get in the car, they take me to this like one, it's like a club. I'm like, this isn't it. And then they're like, oh, we knew you wanted to do comedy. So we'll take you to this drag spot. Cause that's like in the Philippines, drag is huge.
Yes.
It's huge. Yes. And the comedy club there is actually like drag. And when you go, you get roasted and that's the show. It's like a big roast. Like, it's like, that's what I was told.
So people that are in drag get roasted, or
no, people in drag roast, do the roasting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, sounded fun. But I was like, I'm not here to do that.
I gotta run this set.
Yeah. So, and I was like, I can't do this. And then they were like, all right, let's just go to your spot. Then we find the spot. It's like, it was so cool to see. Cause it was just like here. It was just like, we go down, it's like this Chinese restaurant. I'm like, is it a Chinese restaurant? And then I see like, comics, you know, we just like know who the comics are,
right? And it's like a vibe.
Yeah, it's like a vibe. So they saw me and they're like, oh, the comedy thing's down here. Oh, so we go down into like the basement of this Chinese spot. That's and nice. And then like it looked like any mic here,
right?
It was great. And we walked into the spot and I was like, hey, I'm Andrew, the comic. And then they look behind me and it's like,
right.
Joe.
Right.
And then
oh,
like,
Joe is what did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like, that's like Michael Jackson coming to like musical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Immediately recognized. And so then just social media, everybody just was like on Instagram, Facebook, like Joe's here. So there was when it started, there was only like 10 comics, 10, 15 comics. And then by when the show started, there was probably like 70 people.
Wow.
In this little room, it felt so cool. That's, you know, it felt like home.
Right.
And I was like, I felt so at home. You know, I was just like, this is like where I'm supposed to be at.
That's
you
so cool.
No, man. That's as bad as it gets with comedy, though.
How much time did you do?
I think like 7 minutes. I think I just ran the set.
Okay. Cool,
Eric went up first. He crushed. And everybody in the most people in the Philippines speak English too, so it's totally fine.
That's
the
we didn't forget. Know that.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Now I know.
We forget the internet's out there.
Yeah,
for everybody.
Yeah,
right.
You know? Yeah.
Did you feel kind of like pressure as an American to like deliver, not just at the mic, but in general?
Oh yeah, like, yes, I did the accent.
Oh, no.
Imagine if I did. Hard.
Just you put chopsticks in your butt.
I panic.
I get up on my side, Joe. Chopsticks.
I'm in a kimono. They're like, this is the Philippines, dog.
You got like the geisha makeup on.
No, dude, you don't need that, dog. You're too funny, dog. Well, you're too funny, dog. You don't need that. You're killing me. So here's my thing, right? Because you know, I don't know if you speak, you know, your parents' native tongue.
Tagalog, right?
You don't?
Tagalog, no.
Tagalog.
Okay.
Fuck me.
Tagalog?
That's my Iowa came out right there.
Neil, you do, right? Do you?
Clearly, I don't. Oh, you mean Bengali?
Yeah.
A little bit. Not a
little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does the thought of performing stand-up in like your cultural native tongue, ancestric tongue, does that frighten you? If Netflix came and says, yo, here's $1 million.
Can I do my set in Tagalog?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd be a little scared.
The rhythm,
I mean, I'd have to just I don't think I'd be scared of performing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know it. So I'd have to like take classes.
Right.
That would be the hardest part.
Just right.
Enrolling into community college, you know? Or taking Rosetta Stone. Yeah, I think right. That's the hardest
No,
part.
No, we're covering basic verbs and stuff. Like, no, I need to figure out this dog poop joke. How do you say dog poop?
The whole class has to learn your set?
Yeah.
I feel like
Alan, you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Could you imagine like performing in Spanish?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, if Bert Kreischer can do it. But
he can do it?
He did? Yeah. He's done a Spanish set?
Yeah. He was working on a Spanish, like, special. He's working on a Spanish special.
No, really? You're talking about Tom Segura.
Is that Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, he speaks fluent Spanish.
Yeah, he is like half.
You know they all look the same to me.
Yeah. Those two specifically look the same.
So yeah. Impressed.
Their stomachs look the same. I can't tell. I can't tell. Okay, so that's Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, if he can, if he can do it,
yeah, he could do it anyway.
Yeah.
Would you do a Haitian set?
I would.
Well, they speak French, right? It's like a
French.
It's like a Haitian version.
Yeah,
of
French
that.
And like then Creole.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I went to an event. Man, they had like this Haitian like fraternity and sorority. They did this thing, and they had went like booked like one of the biggest like $100,000 for this guy, fly him out.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like a star like internationally. And I was just looking, man. And I was just like, man, thank God I'm not that nigga. Like, it's a hard job, you know?
In a foreign language?
Yeah, it really is.
It's a different rhythm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to, like, figure out the timing. I feel like the timing would be so different.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, slower paced cats.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not. Neil? You was trying to say something?
No, I'm just like, I mean, I've seen you perform a bunch. Like, you're more like methodical with your timing.
Yeah,
so it would be like the words not being the same would change that timing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I don't know. Yeah, it'd be tough. Be quite
the
challenge.
Thing, like, the punchline is the punchline to me, right?
Yeah.
Would it, you think you would have to like change it completely?
You know what? At the open mic that I went to, there was a Japanese dude who had just moved to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And he just learned Tagalog. And he did a set, and he destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah. He cried. I think he had only been living there for like a year.
Wow.
And he like just learned Tagalog. And then he crushed, and I think it was just like the way he spoke as like a Japanese person, but in Tagalog was like, it was one of the funniest. I didn't understand a single thing he said.
Interesting.
But it was one of the funniest things I ever like watched.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And then Joe actually asked him to open for one of the shows.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's like dream happened.
Well, there was like three comics that were like at that open mic that were like really funny.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was like, hey, I'm going to do my set in English, because Joe Coy is here. Yeah. So he did his set in English for like a minute and a half, and he's like, that's all the English I know. And then he does his set in Tagalog, and then another with the host. So not the show that we filmed, but yeah. There was like a show after that Joe just did. Mm-hmm. Like, and then he asked them those three to open.
Wow. That's love, yeah. Man.
But he's like, Andrew, we're dropping you from the show. We just discovered three killers.
Yeah. I just went home. I really did. I really went home.
Damn. We're keeping the video, though. I love this like moment of having to walk. You know that scene in Space Jam when like MJ's assistant has to come off the bench, like the real fat dude. And it's just like, he's super like, da, 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 and then, but like everybody in the crowd is like, fuck you, man. Like, I imagine that's what the feeling would be like, to see yourself in a big screen go, yeah, they're probably not going to get it. And then you just got to run out there and do your thing. That's petrifying, man. You crushed it though.
Does Netflix have like a reverence? Is there like some sort of reverence to that? Like people out there, like they know, like, yo, Netflix. Like,
yeah, I think they have. I think, yeah, they have Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Jonas thinks it's like just downtrodden, ghetto.
I really don't know how they shoot these things. They just be showing up in people's village, you know, villages, cities. Yeah, in the stay homes, they just be doing whatever. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, also, it's like Netflix. I don't know how it goes down, but Netflix has a lot of money, and that's kind of all you need when you're in a country like that.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, here's thousands of dollars. Let us do whatever we want.
Right.
Now, were you jet lagged, like traveling internationally? Did you get sick?
The first flight was terrible.
Yeah.
Just because.
What was your route? Where'd you?
L.A. and then to like New York, like East.
Were you went the other way?
We went that way. Yeah.
Is that longer?
Actually, maybe it's not.
Wait, actually, did I go that way?
Because wouldn't you? No,
I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I would think you would go in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, we went the Pacific Ocean.
Straight from LA to.
But I know. Oh, no. I went Pacific Ocean. Illmind, the other person, he actually went that way. I don't know. Because he's from New York, so he had to go all the way around.
That makes sense.
Sounds like Spirit.
Southwest of the Philippines.
Southwest of the globe.
Yeah.
I actually flew on not Spirit but Frontier on the way back here, and they just. I feel like this is almost a hack thing. It's such a hack thing, but like they gotta stop. Like they gotta stop. Trying to pretend to be an airline. it's like, I don't even know, man. It's like an IKEA. It's like IKEA build an airline. They give you this like quarter, just an insult of a tray. Yeah. You know, like, what are you going to put on there?
Right.
They don't even give you water, so there's nothing to put on there. And then like halfway through, the pilot gets, it's like coming on the intercom like, y'all know how to land this thing? Like,
there's snakes on the plane, but no one brought them. Right. They're just there because it's dirty, you know?
Yeah, they're the seatbelts. Just a snake. I also like on airlines too, how they like they do the whole like, case of an emergency, there's like a fun like raft that you can all jump onto, and there's a slide. It's like, if this shit goes down, we're all dead immediately.
I'm not remembering this. Here's the thing, how often does this actually happen to where these planes have to use this?
You understand? I've never seen it.
Is a mask gonna come down? Because if mine doesn't come down, I'm using somebody else.
Taking it from a kid?
Yeah, it's the video. It's like, assist smaller children before you help yourself. And it's just Jonas taking it from a child. anyway,
can handle it. They can handle it, dog.
Yeah, who knows if those masks come down, dude? Because if the plane crashes, you don't know.
No one knows.
Right. What's up with the light? Why is the life vest under the seat? Why is the life vest under the seat? That's the worst place. Like, it should just be right there.
Like, in front.
Right. Like,
the
it tray? Should just, yeah,
the tray. Should be the tray.
In the chair. They can do it. They can get the Chinese to come up with a compactable way to put this together. Why do I have to reach under the chair? This isn't Oprah. Like, I need this. I need this, dog. Like, it was like showing it to you. I'm not putting my hand in this. She's fucking nasty down there, dog. No, man.
And no. You grab an old dude's foot.
Yeah, like, no, we gotta fix that too. We gotta fix that too. Yeah.
That's true. No, but, I mean, just like, let's just stop the mirage. Plane's going down. The video should come up and be like, all right, this shit goes down, we're all dead.
Right. Yeah. What if the video comes up and it's just Andrew Set?
They're not gonna get the.
But that's just because they weren't paying attention. They were busy dying, you know? But they got it.
Oh man. Well, I suppose it kind of transitions us in our first piece of news. Jonas and I, because we work, our day jobs are in healthcare.
Yeah.
We both got vaccinated this past week.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you feeling, man?
I feel horrible, to be honest. I am fighting really bad sleep, and I don't know if I can drive back home. But we're here today.
Wow.
We're here. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I spoke with you before I came here. So before we did this, I told Neil, you know, like, God, I feel like total shit. This is really bad. Because I took it yesterday. And I didn't know that for some people, you get pretty sick. Like, you feel some symptoms. Now, you don't get sick, but you feel some symptoms.
No, it's because your immune system is kicking in to fight the virus.
Right, okay. So, now, is that also my body fighting the nano chips?
The nano chips.
Just trying not to get tracked. Yeah.
Right. Dude, I had so many thoughts racing through my head since I've taken it. Because it's like I feel like I'm not my best.
You're chipped.
Yeah, for
You'll
sure.
You'll feel better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm hiding anything though. They can chip me. I got nothing.
That's the thing. It's like we already have phones and like they have everything.
Yeah. Hopefully they're listening to this.
Yeah. You know, Bill Gates has seen my dick a number of times. I don't know if he's looking, but if he wants to.
Yeah.
You keep sending it to him. He doesn't want it.
Really? So respond, Bill.
Well, how was it? How was it for you? How was it for
so
you?
So I mean, just the day after, I couldn't lift this arm.
Yeah, because
that's where I got the shot. Yeah, but I didn't. I mean, I'm not a bitch, so I didn't get sick or anything. but yeah, I feel great. I feel good. I feel stronger.
I feel stronger just standing in the middle. You know? This is great.
It's the wave, bro. It's the wave.
Contact vaccination.
Right, yo. Yeah, by the way, when this episode ends with us licking you on the side of the head, it's for your own safety.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Andrew, I mean, do you know anyone in your circle that's kind of been like vaccinated?
Yeah, a couple of my nurse friends.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah. I like this because you have to be important to get this right now. If you're not important. Yeah. You know, you're gonna die off. Hopefully you make it. You understand? Die. But you gotta be important to. That was honestly, I'm not gonna lie. That was one of the reasons I kind of took it too.
Like an ego trip.
Yeah, I was just like, yo, I want to be like, I want to go around telling motherfuckers I got this. You know what I'm saying?
They give you a card too.
They give me, they got my
flash
CDC card.
Yeah, man.
You know, dude. I know I'm gonna lose it. Yeah. So I just leave it in my car.
Do you think they're gonna like? Do you think like Supreme is gonna do a drop? Just dumbass influencers paying like $400 to get like the Supreme needle.
Oh my god, that's a real thing too. It'll probably work.
I'm sure that
You know, people mess with Supreme like that.
I think
if they were to make a vaccine needle. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of the whole point of Supreme.
Yeah,
they'll sell it at the Supreme store over there.
Yeah,
over there in Hollywood.
Yeah,
there'll be a line out there Saturday morning.
Right. Yo.
Yeah. I mean, here's. I don't know. Because I was looking at it, the logic behind it, why you should take it. And Neil, you also calmed me down too. You know, because I was panicking about this.
Yeah.
Like I was sweating. You know, I prayed before I took it. You know, like I was for real panicking. And Neil just told me, you know, that at the end of the day, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, they got to look out for their money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
true.
And this thing is killing their money. The people who are most vulnerable. You know, they're gonna kill us for this after, but you know, it's one of those, they're listening, they're gonna kill us, but it's like
they somehow take the vaccine back
you know, so
bet you didn't know we could do that.
Like, oh shit,
that's right. Bill Gates.
You're
Jonas.
Right. His glasses,
yeah, they're all fogged up and shit.
Right,
tell Neil to stop sending pictures of his dick to me.
But those yeah. I think a big reason they're making their vaccine is because people that are dying from this are people with pre-existing conditions, diabetes, overweight, and that's who uses Pfizer's drugs.
Right.
That's kind of like not such a fun angle on all this, no, but
I mean, you're not scared. Andrew's not scared. Alan's not scared.
No, man. I don't think we should be scared. I mean, think about this, man. Like when the Wright brothers had their first plane, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And then like the first like commercial jet came out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people that are like, this is what?
Right.
We're really going to, what? Like 50 of us are going to go on this plane? Like, shit, this is not going to work.
Right.
We're going to have windows. It's going to be like encased.
right.
But it's the same. This new vaccine is going to forward vaccines. Like, mm-hmm. so this is the next level of like medical technology. It's crazy. And we can't even celebrate it because everything's so fucked up.
Mm-hmm. yeah. I was just hoping to not have to wear a mask anymore. That was my.
No, you still got to wear a mask. Yeah. You still got to keep all that going.
how long?
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you're on the inside.
Yeah. Are we in?
Are we in? All right.
Speaking of being on the inside, mm-hmm. okay, here's our actual first story. Okay. Good. We're all healthy. Please go get vaccinated. If you have the opportunity, go get vaccinated.
By the way, which one did you get?
I got the Moderna.
Yeah? Moderna? Yeah, me too. By the way, proud sponsors of this show. proud sponsors.
We just outed them for their capitalist ruthless ways. Yes. But they love us.
Yeah.
So what was I going to... I was going to go... Oh, okay. So speak of people who are definitely going to need the vaccine or should have taken more precautions. This is from yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a middle-aged... This is a quote, middle-aged swing party in a warehouse in L.A. that got busted.
In L.A.?
Yes, in L.A.
How did I not hear about this? What?
I'll be honest, dude. When Andrew brought up this story, I was kind of like, man, we didn't get the invite.
Yeah. Come on. How did I?
Damn.
I, you know.
I thought we were cute.
Yeah.
We're not middle-aged.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it is.
It was a specific, like.
Right. But my thing is, like, I signed up for the newsletter. I was, it is crazy. Like, they didn't send me anything. So.
No, you signed up for a Swingers the Diner. Instead of that newsletter,
you got a middle table at Swingers.
That was just so you go. It's just a confirmation of my reservation.
Yeah, that's not chlamydia. That's gravy.
Nasty as hell.
But it's somewhere over like 200 people in a warehouse in L.A.
200 people.
200 people.
Mm-hmm. And not a single mask.
Wow. Though.
Probably not.
It was a leather one. Different kind of mask.
Right.
Offers less protection.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I want to see if I could, like, walk into Ralph's with, like, a gag piece and see if it, like, just a ball gag and see if the guy would stop me. If someone would say something if I just walked in with a ball
gag. Does a gag qualify as a mask, like as a COVID mask?
Depends if they're into it.
If they're into it. Like if it is, I mean, nothing's coming out of your mouth.
Nah, bro, you'd be drooling.
Have you seen people
like with those on it? People drool. They're trying to talk on something.
But yeah, and your nose is wide open. Yeah. Wide the fuck open.
Yeah, somebody should try it.
I think you volunteered yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I would. Oh, no, it wouldn't work because your nose has to be covered, too.
Right.
Okay.
I want to get a clown nose.
It's like two of the same thing.
That's great.
It's two red balls.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm
in. Go in, bro.
Yeah.
Go
clown
in,
nose,
man.
Ball gag.
Hopefully you can get that invite to the next party. Next party.
Who if the video comes out, they're like, oh, we forgot to invite him.
Do you think people there were more worried about catching COVID or catching some other shit?
I don't think they're worried about catching anything.
They're like, let's catch them all.
Right.
Fucking Pokemon in this
right.
place.
Like 200 people is crazy.
Yeah,
200 that floor's got to be freaking like a slip and slide.
They could use those airplane rafts. That'd be a good way to get around. Just come instead of get through here.
Do we know what kind of warehouse? Was this like an airplane hangar?
My guess is probably downtown, like Arts District.
I think because they showed pictures and it was like there was like swings and like stripper poles and like
swings. Yeah. Wow, is that on the nose?
Yeah, swingers with swings.
Beds everywhere.
Really? Do they have a website?
They have a website. today. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bro.
Wonder who decorates this place.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have
I'm gonna have some swings right here. I'm gonna put some little pillows over here.
Yeah. Right.
I'm the best in the game.
Yeah, best in the game.
Gonna have a cum trough over here.
Cum trough.
Yo, even worse, who's got to clean up? Who's like the cleaning staff?
Oh, the city.
The city.
The city.
Yeah, the city's going to
take care of
Yeah. That's what, the, you know, state tax. Just come in with a truck. No, how long do you think they were probably doing that there before they got caught?
I don't know.
Right. This is a professional thing. This is like. Right.
Oh, these are well to do people.
Right.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
How did they get caught?
It was like a raid. I know someone probably snitched. Yeah,
someone snitched. They could hear the moans from two cities over.
Right.
he calls 911, but has a ball gag in his mouth. Sorry.
Someone always has to ruin it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to clubs, you know, and I mean, there's always like a line at first to get in, you know, so. Someone probably saw a big ass line. And I was like, what's this?
Just got in there.
I wonder if some people walking by was like, yeah, should we check this out?
After they nut, they're like, I got to tell the cops about this.
Yeah, like, this is too good to be true. Officer, you won't believe this.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of person would snitch. Like, it had to have been someone.
I feel like it's somebody that was waiting outside and then got to the front of the line. They're like, hey, man, we're full. fuck this.
Yeah.
Just someone mad spiteful.
Yeah.
The bouncer probably let him on the whole night. Yo, we're just going to wait and see how many people. It's like 1:30. He's like, sorry, man.
It's one of the Clippers.
Man, dog.
I don't know how these sex parties work. I've never been invited to one. fair to say, none of us have. But like, what do you? Is it like you tap out? Like you fuck. You fuck somebody and then you like trade, you know, somebody, excuse me, sir, may I have this ass? Like, you know, like, and then you gotta, oh, yes, of course. Switch. Like, how does it work?
Mind if
do
I
you draw
cut
a
in?
Number? Like, well, yeah, mind if I cut it? Like, how does that shit work?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
For me personally,
I would be polite about it.
A nice guy.
You would say please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would ask like every step of the way.
Yeah, Yeah.
Right?
For sure. Consent's key.
Okay.
I feel like people that kind of thing, people welcome questions, you know? They want to talk about that.
That's true.
They want to know.
It's kind of an implied consent too, right? Mm-hmm. Just by being there.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know.
Ma'am, your titties are out. They are out.
do you think guys, some guys, some girls will just go to watch?
There's gotta be some guy for sure.
I mean, but it's weirder, you know. Those places, man, they're more selective about the guys than they are the girls.
For sure, because any guy will go.
Right.
You know, any guy will go.
Some homeless dude on Skid Row. Hey, man, I heard there was a. Like
I'm saying. Exactly, yo. You gotta have a screening process for the men.
He didn't call the cops. He don't got a phone.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. Like, this raid is not going to do anything. They're just going to find a new location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just going to find another place.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm sure a lot
And if they're looking for a place.
Come to the island.
Epstein Island.
No. Hold on. We repurposed it. It's a different island now.
He sold it. It's under new management.
It's middle-aged island now.
He got the papaya sign falls down. It's Epstein's name.
Yo. God damn it. That's hilarious. Love to just like, yeah, we need to make a marketing switch. Let's call it middle-aged.
Middle-aged.
Yeah. Middle-aged really 9? No, keep the 9 out. No, 9.
What do you think? I mean, what do you think the guy who bought Michael Jackson estate's going to do? You know, he's going to do the same. He's just going to cover it all up.
Oh, yeah.
And rename it. Mm-hmm. You understand? So,
did that recently happen?
Yeah, I think somebody bought it.
Wow.
Somebody bought it. On the, for the cheap, too.
Damn.
Do they get the animals and the little rides and
see,
everything?
That's what I, yeah, I don't know that part.
Cotton candy machine?
Right.
Yeah. what if all that, have you ever been to an estate sale?
I've never been.
Have you?
I've been to an estate sale, yeah.
They're great.
Really? Yeah, I haven't been.
It's just like they are, like if someone died and they have no immediate family.
Oh. Or
if like an old person, there's just free shit. It's not free, but they auction it off.
Oh, and anyone can go.
Anyone can go.
Yeah, selling like someone, Bubbles the monkey. And stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Selling his glove.
I've been to one of those because I don't know if it's the same thing because I've been to one of those in Miami, but it was the police. It was like a police one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were like selling off cars of like busted drug dealers too. Mm-hmm. Like they get included in that.
No. Those are two separate things.
Thing. Oh, really?
But it's the same idea.
Same concept, same idea. Yeah.
Okay, but I can buy both with drugs.
You bought shit at a cop auction with drugs?
Yeah.
So you just turned yourself in.
Yeah. They need the money. They need the money.
Well, that cop auction thing always scares me because what if you're like, if you buy something and you're like, why is this blender here? Like, what was it? Evidence?
Evidence. Right.
You are buying evidence. That's true.
Like, when they sell it to you, it's like as is. Yeah. Like, you're going to get all the tape and everything. Like, it's as is. As is. There's no, like, yeah, you're going to get it. Blood, bullets, and all. Yeah. Like, it's
like, hey, this wallet only has one bullet hole. It's pretty good.
Right. Right.
Fits sets.
What's something that did you get a good find at this estate sale?
No. I just like hung out. It was yeah. I saw a line. I was like, yeah. Let's go.
So even
what,
at
you know what, Andrew, I bet those glasses got you in. Those glasses got you in, dog.
Yeah. That just proves there's guys at the sex parties that are just there to hang.
Yeah.
They're there, and they're Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you guys be wallflowers, or would you be in the game?
Here's the thing. I'd like to think that I'm like dynamic enough to like get in there.
Yeah.
But I also know how I am at parties when there's a dance circle, and I never go in.
Oh. Okay.
So I probably would like watch and be like, okay. I can do that.
Right.
Yeah. It all depends if I went with like one person or like a group of homies.
Why would you do that? Homies
as in like men and women. Like if I went with a group
and it's like
fun,
an understood thing. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a fun thing. Then I'd be more outgoing than if I were to just go with like one other person.
Okay. Now you guys know you're gonna be naked in here, right?
Not necessarily. You don't have to be.
You're gonna keep your clothes on?
Well, that's the question. So you get in. Yeah. And you
is it mandatory?
Dog, I'm ready.
Jonas is waiting in line in the nude.
Oh, no, I'm walking in ready.
But you think a nudity is mandatory at this spot?
It can't be.
Yeah. Well, you gotta feel it out. You know, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I also think you know, it's kind of like leaving your socks on. It's rude.
You gotta leave your socks.
But I mean, you have to get in there with clothes first.
Yeah, you got
are you walking in naked? So yeah.
Like, I don't get it, though.
I mean, I'm vaccinated.
True.
I mean, you think there's a big pile with a bunch of pants and shirts?
Where do all the clothes go?
Oh, that's a really good
these
point.
Are, these are great.
There's like a coat check.
Yeah.
Like a person.
Pan check.
A pan check. Yeah. Or is it like an elementary school where you just throw your shit?
Oh. The cubby.
No, the hooks. But they're still down here.
Oh my gosh.
One guy's riding the hook.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, these are for my clothes. Right. Whoopsies.
We'll be riding the hook with a hook hand.
It's going. Oh my god.
But buy a nine.
Turn my guys back.
Oh man.
Oh, well. Yeah, so Jonas, you're jumping in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You are jumping in fully.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like if maybe you caught somebody's eye, Mm-hmm. You know, there's a vibe. You can kind of feel it. Maybe.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'd jump
feel
in.
It out.
Right.
But I don't think I'd be like hitting different people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. My biggest thing with me is going to be the smell. Mm. If it's if it smells clean,
I don't know if this party's for you. Then. Yeah.
Yeah. If anyway. It smells clean, you know, if it smells, you know, the way it's supposed to.
I'm sorry.
Supposed you know, to? Like, yeah, but, you know, if it smells how you imagined.
Yeah, I feel like that's gone in like the first five.
You think that's gone like while you're outside waiting in line?
Yeah. So you gotta. So you're gonna go in there, do your thing first, and just bounce.
In and out in 10 minutes.
Andrew, wait. So you're gonna treat this like a business? Be there just to get in and out?
No, I'm gonna go. I said that's what you
would
do.
Yeah, that seems like what you would do.
Yeah,
No. Okay, if it gets past this, mama, go in, hang out for a little bit.
All right.
Definitely get in on the action.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Meet some people, exchange some numbers.
Yeah.
Exchange some other things.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, really expand my network. You know.
Oh, good. You're seeing this as a networking opportunity.
Absolutely. I want to have my LinkedIn ready. I want to know all these people.
Pass out some Papaya 9 stickers.
Right. Because people like that, man. They all have LinkedIn. They all have it.
They all have
it.
Their middle names
are
better.
Yeah, they all have a professional LinkedIn.
Employed at.
Yeah. Yeah, we can bring some Papaya 9 merch. Alan, you can come along.
And you think it's the who's who of the business world in this warehouse fuck party?
I just feel like it's going to be those parties that's going to lead me to the right party. Mm. Do you understand?
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's going to be one of those that's going to lead to the right party.
I see.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you know, stuff starts happening.
Yeah, a fuck party with Comedy Central.
Yeah. And you guys are going to be looking like, all right, he's not that funny. You guys are going to be like, he's not that funny. Like, we know how you did it. But yeah, I don't know. I would, you enjoy it.
I commend you, man. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Would we all go together if we got invited? Would we all go?
That's tough, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable around like, you guys, so.
Yeah, does Papaya 9 do field pieces? Yeah.
A field piece. fuck it, I'll go.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go. Let's go. Let's go.
You right?
Yeah.
Downtown LA, Alan, you in?
All right.
I don't know if Alan's girlfriend is in.
I'll be forgetting. I always
forget. Or Andrew's girlfriend. I don't know if they're in.
Right. By the way, this podcast has put a huge strain on his relationship. I've been trying to do everything I can to release that version on him.
You keep inviting me to these fuck parties. Get me in trouble.
On camera.
Now I know who told on that warehouse.
Jonas the snitch.
I was like, I told you, stop messaging me.
You do kind of have like a snitch's hat on. That is like a jail snitch's hat.
There's a quarter under that hat.
Just like, what would I just watch? Just my hat.
The buzzing sound of a camera zooming in.
Just me. Andrew, let me borrow your glasses. Man.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look, if they find another spot, hit us up, man.
Yeah.
We're willing.
Right. We would do a live episode there while it's going
for
on.
For sure, dude.
A live episode.
We would have to blur out a lot of shit. Yeah. We would have to blur out a lot of stuff. But, yeah, I'm very down. We should make, like, Papaya 9 condoms.
Really? Maybe make them flavored? Good, you want to make them flavored?
Like papaya flavor?
Papaya. Yeah.
In the shape of
flavor.
Papaya?
Mm-hmm. Sure. They don't work, but they're shaped like that.
Some dude's like, this fit perfectly. That's weird. This is the first one.
You guys try these? These are amazing.
Oh, man. What else we got, man? What else we got? Oh, we wanted to... we're going to do this... This little capital rioters game.
We did.
Okay. We still feeling this?
Yeah. Where are we at? Are we good on time?
We're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Let's do it real quick.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm doing like 10 minutes or so.
Yeah. So this has kind of been this thing where it's like, you know, the identities of the rioters kind of been getting exposed.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle, my man, throw up a picture right here, okay? I'm going to send this to you.
His face.
We have these six capital raiders.
Uh-huh.
and we were gonna debate to see who has the best mixtape, right?
Yeah, let's rank them though.
Let's rank these mixtapes. Like, if the six of these people, the Barbarian Thief, the Usurper, Spy, Berserker, and Witch, all released mixtapes, who's got the best? Who's got the worst?
I would tell you.
Let's start from the bottom.
Okay. The Witch would definitely have a Megan Thee Stallion feature.
What? WAP.
Yeah.
Witch
yeah,
ass. Witch ass pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Potion. She would.
Witch ass potion.
Yeah.
I say, okay. Well, my bottom is the Berserker because he seems like he's in no position to.
Yeah.
Be conscious. He might spit some crazy ass like a Bismarcky bar, like
right.
crazy fast bars.
Right.
But I don't know if you understand
the dude Berserker or whatever. I feel like he's the type of dude in the rap battle that just yells at you, and technically it rhymes. You know what I mean? Technically it rhymes, but it's mostly just him spitting at you.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
I think he would be the guy to like actually like slap the other
guy. The guy who takes the rap battle too seriously.
Right.
Yes.
Definitely.
He's the one.
Definitely.
Berserkers are sick. Alan, you good with that?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Berserker, yeah, I think he's the worst.
Yeah.
Say after that, I think the Usurper might be the kind of guy who like got to the point where he's revered by the game, like everybody loves him. But he's then older. He kind of phones it in.
Yeah,
you know, so he gets lazy.
Yeah, he's like he's the older dude, but has like the young ass features.
Yeah,
he's got Berserker on his back.
It's like good music.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he's old. He's old. Look at it.
I mean, it's weird. You look at these guys and, you know, I think, you know, these guys, what they're doing now, I think they've been wanting to do, you know? So this guy with his feet up on Pelosi, he'd been wanting to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be a rapper with that same level of confidence.
Oh, interesting.
You understand? Okay. That same level of confidence that just knows. So this would be the,
the Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks. What a reference.
Think of just like unbridled confidence.
I don't know. This picture to me would kind of be like the George Bush doesn't like black people kind of thing. Like you're shocked someone did it.
Okay.
Someone said it. And it kind of elicits the same. It's like you're kind of shocked.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this, you know.
His mixtape is going to be bad.
It's a bad mixtape.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Worse than Berserker or a little bit better than Berserker? So Berserker's dead last right now at this point.
Okay, yeah, we'll be able to understand what the Usurper's saying at least.
That's the thing. Okay, it's not good, but we understand.
Right.
Yeah,
understand.
Yeah.
Is it going to rhyme, though?
maybe not. What rhymes with Usurper?
Well, that's... Because some of these guys look
Usurper,
like they be writers.
Usurper, I slurp her.
There you go.
I slurper.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about a sex party still. Okay.
Sex party.
Taking it out the brain.
Okay, so we got Berserker, Usurper.
Mm-hmm.
who we feeling is next?
After Usurper?
So who's better? So who's going to have a better one than Usurper? I think it's going to be I think it's Witch.
Okay.
It's the Witch.
The only reason I'll say no is because Witch is my number one.
Witch is your number one?
I think Witch would have the hardest, most unique tape.
Okay.
But I want to hear your reason.
Man,
for putting her at four.
I don't know, because the Spy looked like he got some heat.
Yeah, that's what I said. Spy's my number one.
Yeah,
I see that.
You understand? He got beats no one ain't heard yet.
Yeah.
You understand? He got those Metro beats.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
He's also been locked up.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at the cat. He's got a hood on.
He in the studio. You know, he's in the studio. Real. We're watching him in the studio.
I feel like he's the most contemporary out of everybody.
Absolutely.
He's doing mumble rap shit.
You
I think.
What?
Yeah.
I think he's putting out hits.
Yeah.
I think he's won.
I hear you guys now. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you on this. And Spy looks like kind of like MF Doom in the sense that you don't know who it is, but it's like this character that's built this world of the Spy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Spy Pierre. Number one. He's Pierre. You're telling him to come outside.
Right.
He's Pierre.
Who's Pierre?
Pierre, the producer. Pierre, come outside.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Andrew?
You know that?
No.
You don't? You literally hear it in every song now. It's insane.
Oh.
Right. I think, I've heard it. Yeah.
You're going to hear it. I promise you're going to hear it in the song.
Okay.
Pierre, come on. Yeah.
So we have our one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have 6-5-1.
Okay.
Can we make a case for Witch at two? Man, I just want it for diversity. Why? Just like okay, gender okay, diversity.
Okay. Okay. Right? Okay. Is she paying you?
No, but no, I just feel like it's unexpected. And like you just would not expect bars from her, but then she come out with some shit.
I think you signed her. If you signed her, just say it right here.
Yeah, signed her to Papaya Records. The witch tape. Witch tape.
Neil, come outside.
That's it, yo. Barbarian. I just don't really like this person.
Just the whole you can't argue with that drip, man.
Yeah.
The drip is there.
Honestly, the drip.
Drip is there. Who's a comp for that? Like, a lot of drip, but maybe not so much skill.
Man, I got a couple people. I just don't want to say. I got a couple people. I don't want to say out of respect, though. Like, that's hard, dog. You put me in a position.
Fair.
You know?
Barbarian to me feels like the white rapper that gets the, like a Macklemore kind of.
I would say like a Pusha T.
Damn.
I'd say like a Pusha T.
I feel like that's really high praise.
I feel like he's a little bit more aggressive though when he raps.
Right. But there's, I don't know, there's like this thing with Pusha where he's like, he's way more influential in terms of the culture
than
the clothes than he is the,
yeah.
You know? So I get that.
He probably has more longevity in his career than Spy.
Spy dies at a young age.
But yes, right.
For
yes,
sure. For sure.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Before his time.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Barbarian looks like he would still be like he would still do features with like SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah.
Like, well into his tenure, just to support.
Yeah.
Be relevant.
I feel like he does have a message. Yeah. He does. I feel like he does have a message.
Did y'all know that aside from this this game that we're playing? This guy's an improv actor from Phoenix.
Who?
He was hired as a crisis actor. This barbarian guy.
This guy was hired?
Yeah, he's an improv actor from Phoenix.
So he doesn't even believe in what he's doing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he just got hired. Listen, man, it's hard to get a gig. I get that. God damn.
How much would you have to be get paid to be charged with a federal crime?
Ooh. Right.
That's yeah, he didn't think about
it. Is he charged? Is he being charged, though? I mean, all he did was just walk in there.
All he did was break in.
Yeah,
So true. Everyone just did that.
People don't say that enough.
You know, I mean, all he did, I mean, well, that's the thing. They let him in.
That's also true.
Yeah, so if they let him in.
Well, and he's an improviser, so he's like, the door opens, he's like, yes, and.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, I will piss on Pelosi's
all those Second City classes coming back. This is the moment.
I was just doing a scene with the cops.
That's what he'll claim in court.
Right. Yeah.
I was just in the scene. Your Honor, have you heard of Zip Zap Zop?
Guilty. 20 years.
That's crazy.
The judges. Yo. Isn't that wild though? Like.
Wait, he's solo though? He went solo to do improv?
You gotta have your team, man. Yo, now that we're looking at this picture, this is an indie improv team. 100%. This is a team you would see. You know, the barbarian's the guy that always introduces the show. You know, and it's like, hey, man, give someone else a shot.
The berserker's the guy who takes it way too seriously. He's not always, that funny.
Yeah, he's doing the scenes that are like a little bit racist. Wait a minute, berserker.
Witch has been there forever. She couldn't get past 101.
But you know what? She's at every class.
She's at every class.
She's at every class.
She's always down.
Faithfully.
She's the glue.
She's the glue. She holds it together. But you don't want her as an improv partner. You're like, please do not pair me with her. Please.
It could be a rough seed.
Oh my gosh.
It always veers into like a sexual thing with her. Dude, I took an improv class that used to be, and there was a girl like that, very, very sexual every scene, and then she ended up becoming a Playboy model. Whoa.
Oh, nice.
Look at her.
Yeah, worked out. Beside the point, but
Usurper looks like he would be like breaking all the improv.
What if
rules.
That happened? Yeah, break out. Other jobs
he would
too.
Be breaking all the scenes.
You guys doing like running routes in improv class, he ends up being a fucking football player.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. Whatever you do in improv, you become. Damn. Everybody always does like. I feel like a really common one is like the shoveling scene.
The panic move, I don't have nothing.
Yeah. Right.
I have no idea, have no, so I'm no going to start ideas, shoveling. So
I'll just come out and start shoveling. What the fuck happens? Become a ditch digger. Yeah.
Right. That's what the thief's doing right there. Right.
Yo, literally.
The thief has got, he's like, this is my only move. Take a podium.
The thief looks like he's the one who says freeze every like every 20 seconds. Yeah, he gets tapped out. He's like, freeze. He says freeze like every 20.
Yo.
But he's the funniest one.
Loki's the funniest one. And then Spy has like the really heady moves. Right. You know, it's like world building.
I don't know. World building.
We're giving so much credit to Spy.
I think the Spy knows which one of the students the improv teacher is fucking. I think the Spy knows.
Now, who's the coach of this improv team?
Usurper.
Usurper's the coach.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Yeah.
He's only the coach because they like practicing at his place. He's the only place he doesn't have roommates.
Yeah. Usurper's like. I remember when UCB first started in New York. You know.
I don't know. Usurper looks like he would be in someone else's house putting his feet up.
Like, I mean, that's what he did.
Truly.
Like, yes. He's done this at many other living rooms before. He's done
this. He prepared
this.
All his life to do this.
Right.
Yeah. Unlike Barbarian, who just had to, like, make it up as he went along.
Right.
This guy had to create an identity on the fly. But that, it makes sense, though, that Barbarian, like, that guy, he's so into it that he's an actor. Like, right. I mean, you can't, you know, all that makeup and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to have training.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to know what you're doing.
That's practice.
Yeah, you have to ask somebody. Or maybe he did it himself. Maybe. Like, put on the makeup.
Yeah. You think so?
On the plane right there.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to ask somebody. Like, and that was, like, fresh makeup. So he did that right before he went out on stage. Right. You know?
Right, that is
someone
true. That
did,
is
he
fresh.
Did makeup before he went out.
Yeah, that is so fresh. Crazy, yeah, he did hair and makeup. He did.
He did. Hair and makeup by me.
They also had that news story of, like, he was in jail and he was refusing to eat because the food in prison was not organic. Did you hear that?
Method. He went method.
As a barbarian, I only eat what I hunt. He wouldn't eat because the food wasn't organic?
Yeah.
In jail?
Interesting. Yeah. So is this like a play?
Like, right.
Not a play, but is this his play?
To him, maybe.
Because because right now I'm thinking he's just like an average dude.
Right.
You know, maybe like now people are just going to be like, I will hire him right. for the meme, you know?
Right. Man.
Well, here was the thing. I mean, because we talked about this, right? We talked about this last week. It was a thing of like, you know, if they would accept you. We touched on that. If they would accept
you. Oh, that's
right.
That's right.
And it's weird because Andrew has this joke about, you know, like the Japanese sword. The sword joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know, so I just figure if you went in there in a full-on Komodo, if you went there, do you think they would accept you? They would. Do you think they would let you in the Capitol with them if you walked in?
In a kimono?
In a kimono.
Yeah. And you know, you got the whole...
Is it a MAGA kimono? Yeah.
Very
flat. Why not? Make it
no. Definitely not. I feel like if I walked in, though, with maybe a MAGA kimono or like how I am now, but just with like a MAGA hat, they'd probably... Yeah, I think that is.
Because I feel like if you walked in, like at that moment, if you had walked in there with a sword, everyone would be more scared of you. Like if you walked in there with a sword, you'd be like, yo, watch this guy.
You're just silently watching it, all the chaos.
Yeah.
Just holding the sword.
Like, I feel like even though I would be like probably one of the only Asians there if I went, like there would be plenty of white dudes with swords. I'd be the only. You think I'd be the one with a sword? But there would be white dudes there with swords for sure.
Yeah, they got the swords.
You know, some weirdos.
Oh, yo.
They got swords. Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't be the only person.
Yeah,
though.
Man. I was thinking about that too. Like, I don't think we would have gotten up there, man. Same thing with a sex party. Like, I think we're observers. I think we would, like, be there, but, like, be back.
Yeah.
You know, like 20, 30 yards.
Yeah, I'm not going to run in the building.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. That's crazy. You know? I do love doing that kind of shit, though.
Really?
Not like storming the breaking Capitol. Not like breaking right. Wow. But like...
you've done this before?
Just made no. Yeah. But like, have you ever went out and like saw like cops, like a bunch of cops going to the scene and then you just follow them?
No.
I don't do that. I don't.
I try to go the other way.
Yeah. Like
I'm also black, so I don't.
True. Yeah, my friends. This is a long time ago, but my friends and I, when we were young, we'd if we saw like shit kind of going down, like it doesn't have to be like specifically cop stuff, but like if we saw like an explosion. Yeah. Or like something crazy going down, you know, you run to it.
I mean, theoretically, it makes sense. You would follow officers and see some, like, there's a
reason.
You want
to see crazy
all,
shit. Yeah.
They're all going to get. Now, here's the thing. Is it safe for me to do this if I don't have car insurance? Is it safe? Yeah. Is it safe? Should I follow?
So you would have, okay, so theoretically, yesterday, you would have followed these cops to the sex raid.
Yeah, and I just like hang out, and you know, just like hang. Watch on the side. I wouldn't be a part of it, but I'd just say, oh, look at that.
Observe get people getting arrested on nude.
That's actually a great idea. It's actually a mind. That's like a mind blown.
That's kind of what that movie Night Stalker, but the one that you brought up earlier.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, yeah.
That's what that movie's about. It's just some dude going up things and filming.
Now, did you do this any time of the day? Is it like, you know, if it was like 11:30 at night, you were coming home from a mic or a show?
I think I've done it after a mic. Like, I've seen that. Yeah, sometimes it's just like a car accident. You know?
Yeah. Interesting.
And people are mangled.
Wow. Andrew, you got a lot of time, man.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, we don't have a lot of time. That's actually the end of the episode. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For having me.
Appreciate it, man. This was dope. Find Andrew on Twitch.
Yeah, twitch.tv/AndrewRolfo.
Andrew Rolfo, leave a comment, subscribe. We see all your comments. We love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Alan?
Whoop, whoop.
My man. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you, man.
Love you, Jonas.
Papaya 9, not 2.